621. This is 1320 WILS. Well, a Lansing-based company being selected by Volvo to design and integrate the tooling for the company's very first automobile plant in the U.S. That company is Eckhart, and the president and CEO is Andy Storm, and he is with us here on 1320 WILS. Andy, great to have you here.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be on the radio with you and your audience, and I appreciate the chance to share some of the great things that we're doing in mid-Michigan to strengthen American manufacturing.
How long has
thanks for having us on.
Great to have you here. How long has Eckhart been around?
We've been around since 1974. Got our start with the Oldsmobile division of General Motors, and over the course of time have since diversified and work with all the major OEMs and a lot of non-automotive large industrial manufacturers as well. So,
how long have you been with the company yourself?
2 years.
Okay. Relatively new. And what specifically, what do you do there at Eckhart?
We make advanced industrial solutions for a wide range of industrial manufacturers, from ergonomic lift assist tools that help automotive companies assemble the large, chassis, truck chassis in particular, all the secure tools that allow them to assemble the chassis together, all the large components like engines and transmissions, sunroofs, large components that a normal human being on an assembly line would have a hard time installing into a vehicle. We do a lot of tools for medical device manufacturers. Kimberly-Clark make autonomous guided carts for Harley-Davidson and Yamaha, Kawasaki, a lot of the ATV manufacturers. So our product suite is extensive, and we cover a wide range of industries, and we're really thankful to be in mid-Michigan and employing people with great jobs.
You said autonomous guided carts. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Autonomous guided carts essentially are vehicles that have companion frame tools on top of them that allow manufacturers to transport material inside of factories from, dock to stock, and then also from the stocking locations in their facilities to point of use on the assembly line.
Yeah, it sounds like the robots are taking over. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that robots are necessarily taking over. I think what robots are doing, they're really allowing manufacturers to take a lot of traditional repetitive tasks that bore people to death inside of factories and create a lot of ergonomic challenges with respect to carpal tunnel syndrome and things of that nature.
Right.
And they're able to redeploy employees into productive environments in their factories and ultimately allow a lot of automated solutions to take over tasks that most human beings don't want to do inside of a factory, 6-7 days a week.
Now, do you use a fair amount of robotics yourself at Eckhart?
We do.
And it's is that something that's expanding in a big way right now, or how would you describe it?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, across all industries and all the different companies that we interface with, there's just an unprecedented level of interest in robotic systems. Yeah. A huge growth area for us is something called collaborative robotics. And collaborative robots ultimately allow people to work side by side with robots. Traditionally, in the quote-unquote old days, you needed a robotic cell with safety interlocks to allow people to get inside and close to a robot. And with collaborative robots, people can literally work right next to them as they're moving and working on an assembly line.
Oh,
and they're extremely safe. Go ahead.
They're that much safer today than they were in the past, is that it?
Yeah, I think a lot of the sensing technology has really come a long way, and it really affords people a chance to, work closer with automation. And again, we feel very strongly that it really brings a lot of value into the manufacturing space because it eliminates a lot of the traditional ergonomic constraints that people experienced in the past and allows manufacturers to do a lot of value-added work that they, in the absence of that type of a system, couldn't necessarily do, at least not cost-effectively.
It's Andy Storm with us here on WILS. He's the president and CEO of the Lansing-based Eckhart, which, now, how did you land this this deal with Volvo to build their the tooling for their automobile plant?
Put a lot of effort into it. We spend a lot of time down in the southeastern part of the country just because there's a lot of manufacturing customers that we work with down there. We, through a channel partner, Rhino Assembly, found out that they were looking at building a greenfield facility And through our relationship with our channel partner, Rhino Assembly, went down and spent some time with the Volvo team, exposed them to, you know, our history working in the automotive industry, and kind of shared the successes that we've had over the years. And they essentially took a look at our organization, met quite a few members of our team, and we were very successful in going after the program and really convincing them that Eckhart was the right partner for them as they look to expand and grow their American manufacturing presence in South Carolina.
Is this one of the biggest deals that you've had to date? Or?
Not necessarily. I mean, we actually, and this is kind of the unknown of, you know, being a manufacturer in mid-Michigan, most people don't recognize that, you know, we have been involved in very, very large, significant vehicle programs, both inside and outside of the automotive industry for many years. We've launched very large marine engine lines for Caterpillar down in Georgia. We've executed multi-million dollar, very, very large vehicle programs for a lot of the domestic and transplant OEMs. We've been very involved out in California helping Tesla build up their manufacturing capacity. Out in California, and we work all over the country. We spend time down in Denton, Texas, at Peterbilt.
I'm curious. What's it like? Have you met Elon Musk at any point? Or
say that again.
Have you met Elon Musk at any point? Or
no, I've not personally met him, but I've met the senior leadership that works for him.
And what's it like working with Tesla as compared to other companies?
It's very intense. They definitely move at the speed of the entrepreneur, you know, kind of startup mentality that you would expect to see in an environment where he thrives. Based on all the things that you read about in the newspaper and in business periodicals, they're very much wired to be intense and to move quickly, and they expect their supply base to respond with a sense of urgency.
So one last thing, Andy, in terms of your facility, you have a facility right here in Lansing, right? It's like a 44,000-square-foot plant?
Yeah, that's one of our facilities. We actually have three dedicated facilities in Lansing. We have three other manufacturing facilities in Algonac, Michigan, and we also have some more manufacturing capacity up in Marine City, over by Port Huron.
In terms of here in Lansing, are you hiring for the Volvo job right now? Or?
We are. We absolutely are. Yeah, we have a number of different positions that we're hiring for. And actually, just today, our human resources team spent some time with the Capital Area Manufacturing Council at their job fair.
Yeah, and today. Hey, just a minute left, but what kind of skills do you look for on the manufacturing end nowadays?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not complicated. We look for people that have a lot of initiative and drive. We need people who are self-starters that come into an environment where you have just an unprecedented level of variability day to day. Customers' tastes are changing very fast. The market's changing very fast. So we need people who are self-driven and have a lot of initiative. The other thing you need in any employee is good judgment. You know, whether it's a saw operator working on a saw cutting raw material, whether it's someone working in shipping and receiving, transacting material that flows into and out of our facilities, to assemblers, to program managers, to engineering and design talent. You really need people with good judgment. And the third thing that we really look for, we look for people who can operate with a sense of urgency and that have creativity and a desire to continuously improve their work on a day-to-day basis.
Andy Storm, he is the president and CEO of Eckhart, has a major facility right here in Lansing. Andy Storm right here on 1320 WILS. Andy, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having us on.